A new report says standardizing property tax assessments for renewable energy projects would create tens of thousands of jobs and billions in revenue. The report was released by the Alliance for Clean Energy New York and the New York Solar Energy Industry Association, or NYSEA. It says tax standardization proposed in the state budget would increase local tax revenue by speeding up the process of getting renewable energy projects to construction. NYSEA Executive Director Shyam Mehta says that would bring an increase of up to $348 million from payments in lieu of taxes to local governments across the state over the lifetimes of the projects.
In addition to that, significant secondary benefits from increases in revenue from job creation as well as business sales.
He says standardization could generate more than 20,000 jobs and increase business sales by up to $11.6 billion. But some local governments fear it would take away their control of the assessment and approval process. Mehta notes that municipalities have raised concerns that creating statewide tax assessment standards for clean energy projects would result in lower local tax revenue and a loss of local autonomy.
In both cases, the answer is no. If a locality doesn't want to cite a project, they can still push back. Nothing in this proposal prohibits them from doing that.
He adds that property tax standardization also is critical to meeting clean energy goals mandated by New York's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. Mehta points out that the proposal was included in Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget and the state Senate's budget bill, but was left out of the budget bill in the Assembly.
We are fighting to make sure that this proposal does end up being passed along with the budget, but it's definitely far from being in the clear at this particular moment.
The budget is due on April 1st. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.